You will hear three different extracts. For questions 1 to 6, choose the answer A, B or C, which fits best according to what you hear. There are 2 questions for each extract. Extract 1. You hear 2 students talking about their accommodation.
Where are you going to live next year?
Hopefully on campus again. A couple of people are trying to get me to move in with them, somewhere in town. And I know it might be a laugh, us all being in the same house, but honestly, I know what I'm like. On campus, we've got the library, the gym. They're right there, so I've got no excuse for not going. But if I had to travel to get to campus, it'd be too much effort. I just resent having to sit on the bus for an hour or whatever.
I think I'll be staying in the same flat for another year.
I thought you were having problems with your flatmates.
I was. There was this constant friction between the other two, usually about really minor stuff. But I'd end up in the middle of it. You know, can you stop shouting, please, because it's driving me crazy. But then when it came to cleaning up the kitchen, both of them would team up against me and say it was my turn again. Anyway, I usually hate confrontation, but I told them they had to start pulling their weight and things are going to get better now.
Extract 2. You hear part of an interview with a man who teaches wood carving to high school students.
So when students come to your wood carving class, do they enjoy it?
Well, some of these kids struggle with the more academic subjects. They're just waiting for the day when they can leave school and forget about the stuff they consider boring. But give them a piece of wood and the tools, and you see this incredible transformation. It's heads down and pretty much nothing distracts them. And by the end of term, they've made these wonderful carvings. They can't help but be impressed with themselves, and of course, it's very rewarding for me.
Some teachers find it a challenge to motivate their students. What would you say to them?
Look, in some respects, I have it easy. I show my students some basic carving techniques, and then it's up to them what form the piece is going to take, how much detail they want to add. Give students a bit of freedom to make their own decisions, and you'll find they actually want to succeed. Then there's the fact that there's no pass or fail grade. I get them to talk about the piece they've made and what it means to them instead. And what I like is that every piece is really unique.
Extract 3. You hear 2 people talking about a book they have read called The Children of Húrin.
I have to say that I found The Children of Húrin completely absorbing, far more so than I expected. But it's hardly uplifting, is it?
No. Even from the early pages, one has a great sense that all is not going to end well for the central character, Túrin. He is a hero in the sense that he is a brave, honourable man on a mission, but fate delivers him one cruel blow after another. As events unfold, you can see how tragedy is inescapable.
Now, the book is based on various manuscripts that J.R.R. Tolkien never completed before he died, and it's taken his son Christopher 30 years to put them together as a single cohesive story.
That's right. And overall, he really has produced a thing of beauty. Readers will notice, however, that one passage may be written in some kind of ancient English, and then the next in a more contemporary manner, as you'd expect in a book pieced together from manuscripts written over a 50-year period, and that can be a little distracting. Tolkien's characterization is sometimes underdeveloped, but not so this time, as Christopher has given us a hero we can identify with.